Track 1. This is the Macular Disease Foundation Australia newsletter, Vision Voice for Summer 2025. You can contact MDFA at the mezzanine level of 383 Kent Street, Sydney, New South Wales, 2000, by phone through our national helpline at 1-800-111-709 or by email at info@mdfoundation.com.au. Page numbers will not be read, but track numbers will be announced. The arrangement is outlined as follows. Track 1, this introductory message now playing. Track 2, aged care system to provide low vision aids after years of advocating for your rights to equitable access. Track 3, my CEO update. Track 4, update on reclassification of eye injection treatment. Track 5, new iConnect support for diabetes-related eye conditions. Track 6, celebrating 25 years of impact with two new research awards. Track 7, MDFA welcomes a new board member. Track 8, new MDFA-funded research advancing the fight against AMD. Track 9, research awards presented at Admiralty House. Track 10, are you interested in macular disease research? Track 11, update on macular disease treatments. Track 12, looking for a taste of summer? A delicious new recipe from celebrity chef Luca Ciano. Track 13, Elizabeth's journey with AMD with daughter Amber Sherlock by her side. Track 14, reminder, iConnect support services are now available for people living with diabetes-related eye conditions. Track 15, disclaimer. Hello, my name is Dr. Kathy Chapman and I'm the CEO of Macular Disease Foundation Australia. Welcome to the annual research edition of our Vision Voice newsletter, which is also the last of the year. With me in the studio today is my colleague Delaney, who is one of our helpline consultants at MDFA. Just a reminder to our listeners that MDFA is here for you on every step of your journey with macular disease. If you need support, guidance, or information, please call MDFA's National Helpline on 1-800-111-709 to speak to a member of our team. A friendly voice is only a phone call away. I hope you enjoy the summer edition of the Vision Voice newsletter. Track 2. Aged care system to provide low vision aids after years of advocating for your rights to equitable access. Since 2007, Macular Disease Foundation has championed for all people with vision loss to be able to access affordable low vision aids and technologies. However, when the National Disability Insurance Scheme, also known as the NDIS, was established, it excluded people older than 65 years who had acquired a disability. As the aged care system was not designed to deliver disability support services, this resulted in older Australians with vision loss due to macular disease being unable to access the low vision aids and technologies that they needed. The Australian government's new aged care program, Support at Home, represents a major step forward. While there is still more work to be done, these changes will help narrow the support gap between the aged care system and the NDIS by enabling support at home clients to access low vision aids and technologies as a key part of their care. This outcome is the result of 18 years of sustained advocacy by MDFA and the macular disease community. It's an issue that has been on our agenda for almost two decades. Through national campaigns, petitions, letters, and federal election initiatives, including our 2013 Sight for Seniors campaign, We also raised the issue in government consultations and meetings with ministers and departments, ensuring the voices of people living with macular disease were heard. Thanks to everyone who contributed and supported us during this process. How the Support at Home program will work. The Australian government is reforming the in-home aged care system in response to recommendations from the Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety. The new program aims to provide a simpler, fairer, and more accessible system, enabling older Australians to live at home longer and more independently. By November 2025, it will replace the Commonwealth Home Care Packages and the Short-Term Care Program. On 1st of July 2027, the Commonwealth Home Support Program will be integrated into Support at Home Program, creating a single national in-home aged care program. What this means for the macular disease community. For people with macular disease, the biggest change is that a new assistive technology home modification scheme will be established as part of the Support at Home program. This means that people becoming a Support at Home client can be identified, assessed, and funded for low vision aids and technologies as part of their support needs from the beginning, which has not been possible with home care packages. Transitioning to the new program. If you are currently receiving a home care package, you will transition to an equivalent Support at Home program funding classification, so there should be no disruption to your services. If you are new to the aged care system, applying for an assessment to enter the program remains the same. Contact My Aged Care through the website www.myagecare.gov.au or phone 1800 200 422. Track 3, My CEO Update. We were honoured to host our research awards at Admiralty House with Her Excellency, the Honourable Sam Mostyn, AC, Governor General of Australia. In her address, she spoke of making care the cornerstone of her term, care for each other and care for those who care for others. The Governor General's words deeply resonated with our community. People living with or caring for a person with macular disease, and the researchers dedicating their lives to finding a cure. You can read her powerful speech on our website. Next year marks the 25th anniversary of our foundation. This milestone is both a time to celebrate our impact and to look ahead. We've launched our Silver Jubilee with the MDFA 25th Anniversary Award, a $200,000 investment into geographic atrophy research, the late-stage dry form of AMD, thanks to a generous family donation. We're also proud to introduce the Elizabeth MacDonald Memorial Award, focusing on AMD's impact in rural and regional communities, a fitting legacy from our dear friend Elizabeth. In our 25th year, we've set an ambitious goal to raise $1 million to expand research and support services for people living with macular disease. We cannot do this without you. If you can give a special 25th anniversary gift over the next year, your generosity will help change the lives for many in our community. If you're looking for a special gift for your Christmas stocking, our patron, Ita Buttros, AC, OBE, has just released her memoir, Unapologetically Ita, dedicated to her Uncle Gerald, now 102 years old and still receiving sight-saving eye injections for wet AMD. Both Ita and Gerald are true inspirations. Track 4. Update on reclassification of eye injection treatment. The Australian Department of Health has advised us that targeted consultations on the impact of reclassifying eye injection treatment procedures will be held with key stakeholders, including MDFA, before the end of the year. The Department of Health is looking at the Medicare benefits item, that relates to whether people can use their private health insurance for eye injection treatment in private day surgeries. We will highlight your concerns that stopping the use of private health insurance to pay for eye injections will increase the financial burden of treatment. We will continue to keep you updated on this issue. Track 5. New iConnect support for diabetes-related eye conditions. Of the 1.5 million Australians diagnosed with diabetes, between 25 to 35% of people have some degree of diabetic retinopathy. Among them, an estimated 91,000 are living with diabetic macular edema, a complication of diabetic retinopathy. These conditions are the leading cause of preventable blindness among working-age Australians. To address this, we are expanding our free iConnect support service to include people living with diabetes-related eye conditions. This makes iConnect Australia's first national service dedicated to providing tailored information, practical advice, and emotional support for those affected by diabetic retinopathy and diabetic macular edema, as well as AMD. Many people with these conditions face challenges such as limited understanding of their diagnosis, access to lifestyle guidance, and feelings of emotional distress. iConnect aims to fill these gaps by offering support via phone, SMS, email, and printed resources. The service provides evidence-based health information, practical advice for daily living, and peer support. MDFA work closely with people living with diabetes-related eye conditions to develop the service. Focus group participants shared powerful reflections. It's not just the loss of sight, it's the loss of independence, confidence, and sometimes hope. Connection makes all the difference, said one participant. Another told us, we need more than just treatment. We need support that sees the whole person, not just the condition. To ensure the service meets real-world needs, MDFA collaborated with Diabetes Australia and health professionals across eye care and diabetes management. Their insights help shape resources that align with broader care strategies and reflect lived experiences. This expansion will help people better understand their condition and feel supported. iConnect is a place where people can truly feel understood and supported as they navigate life with a diabetes-related eye condition. If you or someone you know needs support, please reach out. Not sure if iConnect is right for you or someone close to you? Use our quick online iConnect Check assessment tool to see how the service could support your journey with AMD or a diabetes-related eye condition. Go to www.mdfoundation.com.au/i-connect-check. Track 6. Celebrating 25 years of impact with two new research awards. We're proud to launch MDFA's Silver Jubilee celebrations with the introduction of two new research awards, a milestone that reflects 25 years of commitment to advancing knowledge, innovation, and patient-centered care in macular disease. These awards will support researchers whose work will help reduce the impact of macular disease and improve outcomes for people living with vision loss. The first award is the Elizabeth MacDonald Memorial Award. Living with a macular disease and the associated vision loss is an ongoing challenge, particularly for people in regional and rural Australia, where access to specialist care and sight-saving treatment remains more limited. To help address this, we've announced a new research grant of $100,000 over a maximum of 3 years to support innovative solutions specifically focused on investigating aspects of vision health, care, and support relevant to people living with a macular or retinal disease in regional and rural areas. Created with our long-time supporter, the late Elizabeth MacDonald, before she died, this final gift is to support research focused on people living with macular disease in rural and regional areas. The new award will fund research into macular and retinal diseases with a particular focus on improving access to diagnosis and treatment and eye health care outcomes for people in non-metropolitan areas. The grant aims to address critical knowledge gaps and address the practical and other care and support challenges faced by these communities. Elizabeth moved to Armidale in 1969, where she lived on acreage outside of town and considered herself a diehard bushy. Following her AMD diagnosis in 2005, and later with neovascular wet AMD in 2010, she made the difficult decision to move closer to medical support in the town centre. My Auntie Elizabeth was generous in life, thoughtful, wise, and never one to invest foolishly, said Kate Adams, Elizabeth's niece. Her legacy lives on through this award, supporting sight-saving research and honouring her deep care for others, especially those in regional communities. MDFA 25th Anniversary Award. Thanks to a large family donation, we are making a significant investment of $200,000 over 3 years to support research into geographic atrophy, a form of age-related macular degeneration. Also known as late-stage dry AMD, geographic atrophy is a progressive condition where retinal cells die, leading to patches of missing retina and central vision loss. It is estimated that around 100,000 Australians may be living with the condition. This new grant responds directly to feedback from researchers and community members living with geographic atrophy, gathered during MDFA's recent research impact evaluation. The findings highlighted a critical need to prioritise research addressing key knowledge gaps in understanding and managing the condition. The Elizabeth MacDonald Memorial Award and the MDFA 25th Anniversary Award build on the success of MDFA's Research Grants Program. Established in 2011, the program has committed over $6.9 million to 42 leading macular disease research projects in Australia, making it the largest source of non-government funded macular disease research in the country. Leaving a gift in your will towards research is a way you can continue the fight for sight. If you would like to learn more about how you can support MDFA, please contact Cecile Bill, Plan Giving Manager, on 1800 111 709 or bequest at mdfoundation.com.au. Track 7. MDFA welcomes new board member. We are pleased to share that Professor Sancha Aranda, AM, has joined our board of directors. Professor Aranda is an experienced and well-respected senior executive and board director across national and international organisations, predominantly in the health, education, research, disability, and for-purpose sectors. She has led the establishment of new and redesigned organisations, implemented robust governance frameworks, and led the transformation of ideas into actions to achieve greater impact. Currently, the board chair of Scope Australia, a disability service provider, and the Victorian Comprehensive Cancer Centre Alliance, Professor Aranda started her career in nursing and became the first nurse to lead Cancer Council Australia as its CEO. Professor Aranda is driven by a desire to make a positive difference and ensure there is equity of access and outcomes for the most disadvantaged in our communities. She also has a personal connection to macular disease, with both her parents having age-related macular degeneration. We look forward to the valuable insights and leadership Professor Aranda will bring to MDFA's mission.
Track 8. new MDFA-funded research advancing the fight against AMD. In our last edition of Vision Voice, we announced the recipients of our new round of research, made possible by the generous donations and bequests from our community. We thank everyone who has contributed to our research grants program. Here's a look at some of the exciting work your generous support is helping make possible. Could nighttime oxygen levels affect AMD progression? Professor Robin Geimer, AM, a leading retinal specialist and researcher at the Centre for Eye Research Australia, is investigating a potential new risk factor for neovascular AMD, nocturnal hypoxia, or low oxygen levels during sleep. A common cause of nocturnal hypoxia is a group of conditions called sleep-disordered breathing, the most common of which is obstructive sleep apnea. Supported by MDFA funding, Professor Geimer's team is studying how common nocturnal hypoxia is in people with neovascular AMD compared to similarly aged people without the condition. They're also exploring whether those with nocturnal hypoxia experience more aggressive AMD, such as earlier onset, involvement of both eyes, or a need for more frequent eye injections. If a link is confirmed, this research could open the door to new approaches for screening and treatment, potentially helping people reduce their risk of vision loss. This project is part of a growing effort to understand the many factors that influence AMD and improve outcomes for those affected. Reducing the risk of vision loss in advanced AMD. For people living with neovascular AMD, eye injections are essential to preserving sight. However, many people who receive eye injections still face the risk of serious complications, macular atrophy and subretinal fibrosis that can lead to irreversible vision loss. Professor Mark Gillies, a leading retinal specialist at the Save Sight Institute, is working to change that. His team's research focuses on improving treatment outcomes and reducing long-term risks for people with macular disease. Through the Fight Retinal Blindness Project, they've developed advanced software to track how treatments perform in real-world settings beyond clinical trials. Professor Gillies' new MDFA-backed research will explore which of the six anti-VEGF treatments are least likely to cause the death of photoreceptor cells in the macula that detect light, also known as macular atrophy, or scarring beneath the macula, known as subretinal fibrosis. They also aim to determine whether less frequent injections and tolerating fluid under the retina may lower the risk of these complications. The findings could help guide treatment decisions and protect vision for longer. If you or a loved one is receiving AMD treatment, this research could shape future care. Towards personalized AMD treatment, a new frontier in research. Professor Erica Fletcher, a leading retinal researcher at the University of Melbourne, is working to better understand how and why AMD progresses and how we might stop it. With support from MDFA, Professor Fletcher's team is investigating reticular pseudodrusen, a type of waste material that builds up in the macula and is linked to a higher risk of late-stage AMD. The team will create microglia, or immune cells found in the retina, from blood samples of people with and without AMD. By comparing how well these cells clear waste, they hope to uncover why some people progress to advanced AMD while others don't. They will also test around 3,000 compounds to find those that help microglia remove waste more effectively. The most promising compounds could lead to new treatments that slow or even prevent AMD progression. This research brings us closer to personalized, targeted therapies, offering hope for better outcomes and a brighter future for people living with AMD. Stay updated on the progress of these and other important MDFA-funded research projects via our website, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages. Track 9. Research awards presented at Admiralty House. In August, we were delighted to have Her Excellency, the Honourable Ms. Sam Mostyn, AC, the Governor-General, present new MDFA research grants at a special event held at Admiralty House. MDFA patron Ita Buttress, AC, OBE, also addressed the audience, adding her voice to a memorable occasion. The event was a fitting celebration of our ongoing commitment to research and innovation, and of the researchers whose work we proudly support. As part of our 2025 research grant program, MDFA is investing more than $1 million in 8 groundbreaking projects. Led by some of Australia's top researchers, these projects aim to discover new treatments for macular disease, reduce the burden of vision loss, and protect future generations from its impact. We congratulate the successful researchers and extend our sincere thanks to the MDFA Community Review Panel, external peer reviewers, and the Research Grants Panel, whose insights were invaluable during the grant selection process. These projects have the potential to change the lives of people with macular disease, not just in Australia, but around the world. Track 10. Are you interested in macular disease research? As we mentioned earlier, MDFA is launching 2 new research funds to support rural and regional communities and research into geographic atrophy, also known as late dry AMD. If you've been diagnosed with a macular condition and live in a rural or regional area, or if you're living with geographic atrophy or caring for someone who is, we'd love your help in shaping the future of macular disease research by joining our community review panel. To find out more, please visit www.mdfoundation.com.au/community-reviewers or email us at research@mdfoundation.com.au if you have any questions or would like to register your interest for our upcoming grants funding round. Track 11. Update on macular disease treatments. Geographic atrophy treatment being assessed for PBS listing. The most notable news this year was the registration by the Australian Therapeutic Goods Administration, or TGA, of a new eye injection treatment for geographic atrophy or dry AMD. The treatment is called Syfovre, or pegcetacoplan. Syfovre is not listed on the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme, or the PBS. However, the advisory body that recommends the listing of medicines on the PBS, the Pharmaceutical Benefits Advisory Committee, or PBAC, will consider Syfovre at its meeting this November. We now understand who will be eligible for treatment with Syfovre if it is PBS listed. The manufacturer has proposed that the treatment be listed for people with geographic atrophy in both eyes, where one eye has an intact fovea, or centre of the macula, and vision is not yet affected but is threatened by the progression of the condition, which is the eye that can be treated, while the second eye has central vision already affected by geographic atrophy progression? In other words, the second eye can't be treated. The outcome of the PBAC's decision is expected in late December 2025. We will keep you posted. New cell-based treatment for macular telangiectasia type 2. In other news, a recent journal publication reported the results of a global clinical trial of a new treatment for macular telangiectasia type 2, or MacTel, an uncommon eye condition affecting 1 in 1,000 Australians. MacTel type 2, the most common form of macular telangiectasia, is associated with damage to the retinal light-sensing photoreceptor cells, decreasing the retina's ability to detect light, and changes in the retinal blood vessels that cause them to look like mini varicose veins in the macula, resulting in central vision loss. The study, co-authored by one of MDFA's funded researchers, Professor Mark Gillies, reports the effects of a new treatment that slows retinal cell death. The surgically implanted cell therapy, called Encelto, releases a substance called ciliary neurotrophic factor that helps protect retinal photoreceptor cells, thereby helping preserve vision. The US Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, has approved the treatment based on the trial results. MDFA will follow further developments and provide updates as they become available.
Track 12. Looking for a taste of summer? A delicious new recipe from celebrity chef Luca Ciano. Celebrity chef Luca Ciano brings his signature Italian flair to macular health with a delicious eye-friendly recipe, Insalata di Tonno e Fagioli, a velotti bean salad with tuna and onion. Good nutrition isn't just fuel for your body, it's protection for your eyes. Eating the right foods can help lower your risk of AMD and may even help slow its progression. Find more delicious eye-healthy recipes in our recently released Mediterranean Macular Menu, available now on our website. And now for Luca's recipe. Ingredients. 250 grams of dried bolotti beans or 400 grams of tinned bolotti beans. 1 onion, chopped. 1 celery stick, chopped. 1 carrot, chopped. 1 garlic clove, bruised or slightly crushed. 1 rosemary sprig. 1 bay leaf, 185 gram tin of good quality tuna in olive oil, drained, 1 red onion, halved, thinly sliced or in rounds, 80 mils of extra virgin olive oil, oiled oregano leaves to garnish, 4 to 5 slices of lightly toasted bread for serving. Instructions. 1. If using dried beans, place beans in a large bowl, cover with water and soak for 6 hours or overnight. 2. Drain beans and rinse well. Place in a large saucepan and add onion, celery, carrot, garlic, rosemary and bay leaf. Cover with water and bring to the boil on a high heat. Reduce heat to medium and cook for 40 to 45 minutes. Until beans are tender. Drain, discarding vegetables and herbs. Or, if you're using tin beans, drain and rinse under water. No need to cook them. 3. Place the beans in a bowl. Add tuna, red onion and oil. Season and toss to combine. Let stand for 10 to 20 minutes to allow the flavour to infuse. 4. Scatter oregano over the top and serve with toasted bread slices. This recipe is from Luca's culinary journey, 3 generations of Italian family cooking by Luca Ciano, New Holland Publishers.
Track 13. Elizabeth's Journey with AMD, with daughter Amber Sherlock by her side. We always love getting to know members of the macular disease community and hearing about the steps they take to live well with their diagnosis. For Elizabeth, much of her approach involves staying connected with friends and family, including her daughter Amber Sherlock, who you might recognise from Channel 9 News. Following a successful career in advertising and real estate, Elizabeth is now retired and lives with wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, in both eyes. She first noticed symptoms while on holiday 3 years ago. "I was reading and suddenly my vision in my left eye was blurred," Elizabeth explains. "On my return, I went to my optometrist, who informed me that I'd had a bleed and referred me to an ophthalmic specialist, where I now receive frequent injections in both eyes." The support of friends and family and continuing to lead a full life has helped Elizabeth adapt to living with the disease, as well as her optimism. "I have four other friends with macular disease. We meet regularly and discuss the adjustments we're making to our lives," she says. "What's really helped me is remembering to enjoy what is important to me. Family, friends, and entertaining, without focusing on the possibility that my eyesight may deteriorate. The achievements of my children and grandchildren and my inclusion in their lives also keeps me feeling positive and proud, despite my macular condition." Amber says she has been particularly impressed by her mum's resilience. "Mum's attitude since her diagnosis has really reinforced to me the importance of accepting what can't be changed and focusing on the positives," she says. "Our relationship has always been strong. The diagnosis has not changed this." For others supporting family members with macular disease, Amber says, "Learn all you can about the condition and offer love and support when needed. Since my mother moved from Sydney, the time we spend together has changed, so we try to spend quality time with frequent visits back and forth. Staying connected as much as you can is important."
Track 14. Reminder: iConnect support services are now available for people living with diabetes-related eye conditions. iConnect has provided people diagnosed with age-related macular degeneration with the support and tools they need to navigate their condition. 98% of people using this free service would recommend it to others with a macular condition, and this is why we are expanding our support to those living with diabetes-related eye conditions. Sue, one of our iConnect participants, said, "I often had questions after I left the eye clinic, so I joined iConnect for support in between appointments. Now I have ongoing support and resources that are tailored to me." Are you living with diabetic retinopathy or diabetic macular edema? You're not alone. iConnect is here to help you understand your condition and manage it with confidence. iConnect offers tailored education on diabetic retinopathy and diabetic macular edema, practical lifestyle and vision adaptation advice, emotional connection via peer support and regular check-ins, multi-channel access via phone, SMS, email and print. Join iConnect today. Call 1-800-111-709 or email iConnect@mdfoundation.com.au. Track 15. Disclaimer: MDFA does not accept liability for out-of-date, misinterpreted, or incorrect information. This information is a summary only, and further information is available from the Macular Disease Foundation Australia. Mention of treatments and companies in this update does not constitute endorsement by MDFA. Finally, just a reminder that MDFA is here for you on every step of your macular disease journey. You can contact MDFA at mezzanine level, 383 Kent Street, Sydney, New South Wales, 2000, by phone through our national helpline at 1-800-111-709, or by email at info@mdfoundation.com.au. Thank you for listening to the Macular Disease Foundation's summer edition of Vision Voice. We look forward to providing you with more news and important health updates next year. On behalf of the staff and the board of Macular Disease Foundation Australia, we wish you and your loved ones a happy and healthy festive season. Goodbye for now.